I find that I'm passionately
leaving.
And as I mentioned yesterday, I've been thinking recently about Enoch Powell and about what would have happened had he actually become the Prime Minister or not been stopped by Ted Heath in 1968. And in fact, recently, my phone, I've changed my contract now, but I briefly ran out of data on my phone, and I've changed my, that's not going to happen again because I've changed my contract. But and because of that, I was forced to listen to the radio, and LBC came on, and the dog-faced gremlin, James O'Brien, came on the radio. He wanted to moan about Elon Musk. But in the kind of run-up spiel, he actually opened the show by praising Ted Heath. I'll play the clip. He praised Ted Heath specifically because Ted Heath went against the will of the masses. Ted Heath went against the will of the population and curb-stomped, stamped on, to use James O'Brien's own words, Enoch Powell. And then O'Brien wonders what the country might be like had he not done that. Let's watch the clip, and I'll give my own thoughts on that exact question when I come back.
It's like the difference between public opinion and public interest. Doing something that is not that popular might be more important than doing something that would sort of get the crowds cheering. I was thinking about Ted Heath quite a lot at the weekend. please don't take that comment out of context. And I was thinking about how brave it was of him to stamp on Enoch Powell when he did. Because Enoch Powell spoke for an awful lot of people with his racist diatribe. And it also would have appealed to an awful lot of members of the Conservative Party. It could have signalled a sea change in our post-war politics. And an awful lot of the people, the millions of the people who were invited here to help us rebuild the country could have become victims and targets of even more vitriol and hatred than they were already. That would have been, I think, Enoch Powell's intent when he delivered his Rivers of Blood speech. And both Harold Wilson, the leader of the Labour Party, and crucially his boss, Ted Heath, moved quickly to close him down, to shut him up and to deny him the oxygen of promotion and publicity. You sort of wonder about the counterfactual, what the world would have been like, what the United Kingdom would have been like had Powell's visions been allowed to thrive, being fed, for example, by mainstream media. I don't know, actually. I'm pretty good on the history of right-wing newspapers. I don't know what the Daily Mail's relationship was with Enoch Powell. I could talk you through Oswald Mosley. I could talk you through the attitudes, changing, very changing attitudes to Nigel Farage, but I don't know what their attitudes were to the sort of most famous racist politician of the 20th century in this country, Enoch Powell. But I wonder where the world, or at least the country, would have gone had he not been closed down by Ted Heath.
All right, so let's have a little think about what the country might be like if Ted Heath had not stomped and stopped Enoch Powell at that time. Crime would be a lot lower. Sexual crime would be a lot lower. Violent crime would be lower. The streets would be cleaner. Things would work. Housing would be cheaper. The country would not be as overpopulated as it is, as cramped as it is. Population density would be lower than it is. Wages would be higher than they are. People would be happier than they are. The country would be a lot more socially homogeneous, but also with that, a lot more socially cohesive. There would be moral unity in the country. We wouldn't have sectarian violence in the street. We wouldn't have constant problems on the borders with small boats. Everybody would know that Great Britain stood for itself. Our cities wouldn't have been degraded quite as badly as they have been. London and Birmingham and various other cities that have been left basically to go to the dogs or to rack and ruin in many, 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 many different areas where the original locals moved out to other places, only for newcomers not to look after them in the manner that they had been looked after in the past. All of these are things, benefits, that would have resulted had Ted Heath not been a traitor to this nation, had Ted Heath not averted the course that was wanted, the course that the British public asked for back in 1968. All Enoch Powell was doing, Enoch Powell was not this evil racist that James O'Brien paints him as. He was not this kind of tub-thumping nationalist. If you go back and listen to that speech, Enoch Powell was simply quoting people from his own constituency. He was actually trying to do the democratic thing and represent the people he was elected to represent, as against the interests of the elite ruling classes who don't give a shit about this country. And now look at the mess that we're in. How James O'Brien can sit there and imagine the nightmare scenario. The nightmare scenario is the one that actually happened, and we're living through it now. I don't understand how anybody can suggest that it was for the best that Powell didn't come in 68. Clearly, that was before the crisis would have been averted. Now we've got the crisis, especially after Boris Wave. As town after town, city after city, becomes a basic wasteland of Turkish barbers, vape shops, and various other dodgy businesses that accept cash only, mysteriously owned and run by a recent arrival. I swear we'll find out one day that was all the government's doing. So, what is the answer to the question of the dog-faced gremlin James O'Brien? You know, imagine what if, one of history's great what ifs, if Powell got in. I have come to the conclusion in this year, 2025, I would never have said this 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Now we've seen the consequences. Things are so much worse than anything ever imagined by Enoch Powell. So let's not pretend for a second that Ted Heath did the country a favour by not doing what the British public, who supported Powell plus 60%, maybe even plus 70%. I've heard stories of miners in the Welsh valleys, where my mother was from, who were hardcore, dyed in the wool. If they didn't support Labour, they supported Plaid. They were Welsh nationalists, right? They either supported Plaid or they supported Labour, but they all supported Enoch Powell. They would have voted for Powell in 68. I've heard that over and over again. That was the strength of feeling in the country in 68. Look at us now. Look at the abject state of things now. And still, puffy, red-faced O'Brien is on the radio telling people, wasn't it wonderful what Ted Heath did? Just a bit of a rant. I had to get this off my chest, because ever since I heard it, it's been welling up inside me. And, look, I've been telling people I am not really a man of the quote-unquote right. I think that basically if you wrote down all of my kind of policy preferences, I'd come out on the centre-left side of things, okay? But when it comes to immigration, and you can watch my video yesterday, I don't think immigration should be a left-right issue. I think immigration and protecting the borders and protecting the workers, the British workers who are here, should actually be, if anything, a centre or a left policy. It's not a right policy. If you define rightists as people who are all in on capitalism, capital wants cheap labour, capital wants free flow, right, of workers and capital to drive down costs. So that inevitably leads to open borders. Whereas if you have a look, I mean, I've done videos on Lenin, I've done plenty of videos on this topic before, the old unions, all of them, their natural incentive should be towards protecting the borders and protecting workers and keeping wages higher, i.e. protecting wages and not bringing in foreign scabs. Because that's basically what it is. It's union busting. That's what it is. That's the cheap labour that is brought in is basically union busting. So it's to me, it's not a left-right issue to be against immigration. And for those leftists who watch this channel, and there are plenty of them at this point, especially after I made that video on Stalin, I just don't understand how they've ended up at a point where they're agreeing with red, puffy-faced O'Brien, you know, the actual face of regime villainy, against the interests of the working men and women of this country. Really, it's always been the position, the default position of the British working class and of the British left, that they should be against immigration. They have been tricked. They have been subverted. They have been sold one to try to come out on the side of open borders or on the side of being for all of this in the name of what? In the name of anti-racism and equality and blah, blah, blah. It's not about racism. It's about protecting what is in what this country is about. And we've seen the damage it's done to communities, to young girls who've been abused, to our history and culture. I mean, you name it, it's been massively eroded by what has happened. And Ted Heath didn't do the country a favour in 1968. All right, pick up a course at the academic agency, buy it now. Trivium, Foundations of Shakespeare, if you want to talk about British culture. He wouldn't have been up for open borders either, by the way. Shakespeare wouldn't have. Foundations of Economics, Politics, many other great courses, and I'll catch you tomorrow. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.